Welcome to Accessible Computer Podcast. Agent Amazon here, your host. And today I'm going to show you how to use NVDA remote. If you are a blind person and you wish to help another blind person to make a particular adjustment in a PC or to help that person to adjust some settings into the PC, you can use kind of remote service if you wish. And this service is provided via an add-on, which is called Remote NVDA, or NVDA Remote, actually. NVDA Remote. You can go to download Remote NVDA from the website, which is nvdaremote.com. Click on download. You can download the version for the latest versions of NVDA, I think from 2019. To the latest version, and also it is another add-on for older versions of NVDA. You have to install that add-on like any other add-on. So practically you have to have NVDA turned on, press enter on the add-on after you successfully downloaded that add-on from nvdaremote.com, and then next until finish, NVDA will restart and job done. The add-on is installed. The only thing what you have to be sure from here is your friend or the person what you wish to help also have NVDA installed and NVDA remote add-on installed as well. Once on both sides, NVDA and NVDA remote add-on are installed properly, you can initiate a session, a remote session between your computer and your friend's computer. I will do this like a demonstration, very short demonstration tonight. And I have, for this reason, a friend with me on this podcast today. He is far away, a few thousand miles away by my location. He's in Romania, and he joined this meeting just to allow me to demonstrate for you how easy it is to help another person at distance as long they are NVDA screen reader users. Also, Bogdan, because Bogdan is his name, was one of my students in the past. He followed one of my courses for podcasting. Hello, Bogdan. How are you tonight?
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you. I'm glad to be here together to do this audio episode.
Yeah. Like me, for Bogdan, English is not the first language, so you can excuse any language issues which may appear. So we've got both of us NVDA installed on our PCs. Mine is with Eloquence Voice. I'll make Eloquence to talk a little bit slower.
Volume 92.
So I hold down Control and Caps Lock.
Voice American English.
And
variant read.
I'm going to
rate 50. Variant read.
Left rate 50. And right between
variant
these
read.
Options.
Rate 50.
Rate is 50.
Rate 45. Rate 40. Rate 35.
And
Club Deck 45.
I think it's fine. Now, because we've got NVDA installed in NVDA remote installed, we have in the preference menu of NVDA, we've got a new menu. So I'll press insert N.
NVDA menu.
And down arrow to
preferences submenu P.
Tools.
Tools submenu T.
And right arrow.
View lock P.
And now up arrow until remote.
Emoticon submenu quick dictionary sub remote submenu E.
Remote submenu. If I'll make a right arrow now.
Connect C.
I've got the option connect, and down here,
disconnect unavailable D.
Disconnect, which is unavailable normally because I'm not connected yet.
Mute remote unavailable M.
Mute remote. This is an option to mute the other computer voice. For example, as we are now together in Zoom, I can hear his computer via Zoom, so I don't need necessary to have the speech talking on both sides.
Push clipboard unavailable P.
Push clipboard is used to transfer information from my clipboard to the other computer which I'm controlling.
Copy link unavailable L.
And copy link is to share this remote session with a third person.
Options O.
Options is used to make a permanent connection using a server, not a client. But I'll do today only a simple connection.
Send CTRL plus alt plus del unavailable S. Connect C.
I'll hit connect.
Connect dialog. Client radio button checked.
And we've got here two options, a client.
Server radio button checked.
Or a server.
Client radio button checked.
I'll keep client. So up and down arrow. You
server radio button checked. Client radio button checked.
Change between those. Client I'll keep. And I'll hit tab now.
Control another machine radio button checked.
Here I've got control another machine, or if I arrow down.
Allow this machine to be controlled, radio button checked.
Allow this machine to be controlled. I'm the one who will control Bogdan's computer.
Control another machine, radio button checked.
So I'll leave the radio button under position, control another computer. The other side, Bogdan will need to choose the other option, allow my computer to be controlled. Press tab.
Host, edit alt plus H blank.
And here I have to type a host name. In our case will be nvdaremote.com.
nvdaremote.com.
Okay. I'll press tab.
Key edit alt plus K blank.
Here I can type a key if I have one, but because I'm the one who initiated the
generate key button alt plus key.
I'll press tab and hit space bar on generate key.
Space pressed. Key edit alt plus K 8,392,980.
And now this key, I have to provide it to Bogdan and he will insert this key on his side and we will be connected soon. So Bogdan, please go to NVDA menu as usual, tools, okay. Remote submenu, and then press and connect.
Okay.
NVDA menu.
Correct. Down arrow now until tools.
Preferences submenu P.
Down.
Tool submenu T.
Okay. Right
this
arrow
is,
now.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right arrow. Okay. And up to remote submenu.
Speech viewer S. Braille viewer B. Python console P. Manage add-ons. Create portable copy. Run com registration. Fit reload plugins R. Remote submenu
oh,
E.
Okay.
Over here. Right arrow and press enter.
Connect.
Connect.
C. Yeah. Enter.
Enter. Yes.
Yeah.
Connect dialog. Client radio button checked.
Now you have to press tab. So there you remain on client. But at
yes.
Tab, you have to select the other option. So press tab.
Control another machine radio button checked.
No. Down arrow.
No.
Down arrow now.
Edit Alt plus H selected
no,
enter.
No. Go okay. Back. Go back. Shift up.
Okay.
Control another machine radio button checked.
And now down arrow.
Allow this machine to be controlled radio button
okay.
Checked.
Okay. So this is the option what you have to stay on. And now you can press tab again. And in the edit field, you'll type the code, which I'll give it to you in a sec.
Okay.
Press tab.
Edit Alt plus H selected
okay.
Enter remote.com.
Okay, once more.
I press tab again, yes?
Yes, because they are.
Edit Alt plus K blank.
The first edit field is the host name, and there you have already nvdaremote.com typed in. It's
yeah.
Not necessary, but here. Is the field where you have to put the key on.
8.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is 8.
3, 9.
3, 9. 8, 3, 9.
Yeah, just a second.
8, 3, 9.
Okay.
2, 9, 8.
2, 9, 8.
0.
2, 9, 8.
0.
0.
And now press tab twice until OK button.
Generate key button. OK button.
Generate key button. OK button.
Malwarebytes gray application connected.
Desktop window.
All right.
Element list. Dropbox not selected. Row 1, column 1, 1 of 38. Connected to control server.
Okay, so we are connected now. And if I wish to move between those two computers, I can press F11.
Controlling remote machine.
And now it says
controlling
remote
local machine.
Machine. If I press F11 again, is control local machine. So F11 is a toggle button between local computer and remote computer. I'll press once again.
Controlling remote machine.
Now is the remote machine. Bogdan, on his side, is not touching the computer at all at this time. But if I'll press tab on my computer, you can hear
Adresa, desktop toolbar.
You can hear his computer talking because
search edit, 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 auto window, edit, auto edit.
Because I'm controlling his computer from my
preview
PC.
Desktop expanded 2 of 2 level 0.
If I'll hit Windows M,
folder view list, folder 33 of 33.
Folder no 33 of 33.
Okay, so you can hear on my side the eloquence voice talking, and you can hear the female speech talking on his side.
JAWS 29 of 33.
I'm navigating here in his desktop now. I'll not make anything on his side at this time, but you have to keep in mind something. If you install an add-on, or if you make any updates which require NVDA to be restarted, you have to press no button or to leave the restart process for later, because if you restart NVDA, it's very possible to stop the remote connection. I will strongly recommend you to not disconnect your PC from the other PC. Just, using the tabs or restarting the machine, go on the same route. Go in the NVDA menu, go to Tools, Remote Submenu, and there hit Disconnect. Because if you do another way, or if you ignore this method of disconnecting the remote session, it is very possible to have some settings damaged in your speech. And the last thing what you wish to happen with your computer is to have no speech at all after a remote session. Now, if I wish to disconnect this session, as I said, I can go the same route. But I'll try before leaving to copy my clipboard and to paste it on Bogdan's side. So in order to copy something from my PC, I have to press F11 to be on my local machine first.
Controlling local machine.
And now
desktop list.
I'm on my side. I will open here.
Materialaccessibility.txt 54 of 62.
I've got a text here.
Materialaccessibility.txt notepad. Text editor edit multi-line.
Okay.
How to start with top.
Let's see.
Controlling local machine.
With F11, I'll open.
Malwarebytes 56, Microsoft Edge 7, Microsoft Teams 27, Material Accessibility.
I'll open this TXT file.
Material Accessibility.txt notepad, text editor edit multi-line, how to start with top.
Okay, I'll hit Control A to select all.
Select all, how to start with top, back screen reader, copy text.
Control C, I copied text. And now if I'll press F11 again.
Controlling remote machine.
Controlling remote machine, here I'll open a blank notepad.
Cotter window, cassette to pen, no notepad, applicant quest, notepad, editor the notepad, editor the text, edit multi-line blank.
Go back to tools and remotes.
NVDA menu, preferences, tool submenu T, view lock mode, quick remote submenu E, connect, out of disk commute, push clipboard P.
Push clipboard P.
Material accessibility.txt notepad, text editor edit multi-line iOS accessibility. Select all, how to start with talkback screen reader, copy text.
I've copied the text.
Desktop list, material accessibility.
And now F11.
Controlling remote machine.
Is controlling the remote machine.
Notepad. Editor the text, edit multi-line blank.
Editor the text, here, edit multi-line blank.
Control V.
iOS accessibility.
iOS accessibility.
HTTPS. HTTPS. iOS accessibility blank. HTTPS. Android accessibility guide.
Yeah, it was copied.
How to start with talkback screen reader. How to start with talkback screen reader.
Finally was copied. So what I had on my clipboard copied from the document, after I've copied the text, I was going into Tools, submenu, and the NVDA preferences, then remote submenu, then down to push to clipboard, which is letter P, the shortcut. And once I pressed push to clipboard, I switched to the remote machine with F11. I opened there a blank notepad and I hit Control V to paste, and the text was pasted. Now, if I'll hit Alt F4 here,
Notepad dialog, salva question, time of the dialog, salva button, salva button, mode plus S, space, press.
I'll hit space.
Salva card dialog, move, add, selection, remove, A, T, E, R, I, A, L, E, A, C, C, E, S, I, B, I, L, I, T, Y.
I typed a name.
Salva crucible, combo box, toolbar, a stuntier, folder button, kazippy hair, combo box, UTF-8, salva button, mode plus S, annular button, command, toolbar, adresa, documente, toolbar, await, local question, mark.
Okay, will be saved in documents.
A command, toolbar, annular button. Salva button, mode plus S, FR, the new notepad, editor the text, edit multi-line blank.
Editor to text, edit multi-line blank.
This is another notepad, which is blank.
Documente window, as well as our elemente list, alabolta to await.
But here, if I'll hit M now from material.
M, material accessibility.txt.
This is the file which I just saved into Bogdan's computer. Okay, in this way, you can transfer via push clipboard some information from your machine to the other machine, but keep in mind, you can't transfer files. Only text or code or something like that, or URLs, something like that, which is a text, not a file. NVDA remote add-on is not for file transfer. All right. I think this is actually wrapping up the demonstration for today. And if you enjoyed, just let me know. Send an email to office@accessiblecomputer.co.uk. And tell me, what do you think about this? I consider this NVDA add-on very useful. Bogdan was one of my students who had lots of benefits from it because he just bought a new computer. And a few weeks ago, I helped him to set up properly the new PC for blind user needs using just this little add-on with NVDA. What do you think, Bogdan?
Yes, of course. NVDA is a very useful program. And due to NVDA, we succeed to do a good job together when you help me with my computer. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for accepting my invitation to be here tonight. And hope to see you again to another demonstration.
My pleasure.
Like always, I wish you all the best. And don't forget, anytime you can ring 077-88-24-11-25 if you wish to have one-to-one training about technology for blind. Bye for now.